This is the spoiler-filled review of Avengers Infinity War, starring a bunch of folks you might know. First being Robert Downey Jr., Chris Hemsworth, Mark Ruffalo, Chris Evans, Scarlett Johansson, Don Cheadle, Benedict Cumberbatch, Tom Holland, Chadwick Boseman, Zoe Saldana, Tom Hiddleston, Paul Bettany, Elizabeth Owen, Anthony Mackie, Sebastian Stan, Idris Elba, Benedict Wong, Gwyneth Paltrow, Vin Diesel, and Josh Brolin. Those are the only names I'm going to say because there's a ton of people in this movie. Just think about 10 years worth of folks that's been in Marvel movies that's in this whole thing. And you'll figure it out. So, if you haven't watched this movie, shame on you, first. Second, you should definitely go see it. And third, be careful and put this on pause because I'm about to spoil the crap out of this movie. Alright, so the synopsis is as follows. And you can find this on Rotten Tomatoes. An unprecedented somatic journey 10 years in the making and spanning the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe, Marvel Studios' Avengers Infinity War brings to the screen the ultimate, deadliest showdown of all time. The Avengers and their superhero allies must be willing to sacrifice all in an attempt to defeat the powerful Thanos before his blitz of devastation and ruin puts an end to the universe. So yeah, that's definitely what the movie's about, for sure. This is probably the most talked about movie in the last couple of days. It kind of has a great following. First off, there's $250 million so far in open weekend, which is very impressive. I can say that, be honest. It's a very impressive number. I'm very happy to hear that comic movies are doing such a great job. So, there's two things I'm talking about. Actually, more than two things. First, the good, the bad. And my top five Marvel movies so far that they put out this last past 10 years. So, without further ado, I'm going bad first, then good. Because I feel that once you hear my bad, then I could transfer over to good quite easily and make it sound amazing, which it is. So, my first thing up, this movie itself was a little bit too long, and folks will disagree with me quite easily just because they thought it was perfect, they thought nothing could be changed of it. I thought that the whole thing could have been 20 minutes shorter. The fact that this movie is 2 hours and 36 minutes is a very daunting task, and I applaud them for getting through the whole 2 hours and 36 minutes, but I felt that a lot of this movie could have been cut out. When I mean a lot, roughly 15 to 18 minutes could have been cut out the whole thing and made a tighter movie, a more streamlined movie, because when it comes down to the middle section, it felt like it drove a little bit. And when I mean the middle, I mean towards where Gamora gets captured and then right after there, somewhat there. So when they go to the find the Soul Stone and all that other stuff. That area there felt like it slowed down, and you start to think about how long the movie is, and it's like, yep, I've been here for a while now. And then eventually it does pick back up again, but you feel the lull that happens there, which if it was a little shorter movie, it could have cleaned it up nicely. You wouldn't have thought to yourself that this is actually a 2.5 hour movie, and it would have worked out a whole lot better for me in general. Let's keep it moving. So the next thing I have here is Thanos is way too overpowered. Again, a lot of folks are like, yo, he's perfect, nothing wrong with him. I felt that for a villain of that nature, he went through every single Avenger quite easily. Thor, when he first found him, couldn't really handle him. People could say, oh, he got the Stormbreaker hammer, and then he sort of got his wits in at the end of the movie. But for me, I feel that you shouldn't have a villain that's that strong blow through all the Avengers. And then you can also mention Titan. Oh, he had some problem with them. to be honest, I felt like he was toying with them on that Titan as well. So I still feel that he was way too strong. It makes you think that when Avengers 4 come along, what do they need to do to beat this villain? And if you say, oh, well, Captain Marvel, if she's able to defeat this villain on her own, then you got to think about where was she in the first one, decide not to bring her in. Or, oh, you know, they haven't introduced her or other stuff. I'm like, that's fine. But from a movie standpoint, you shouldn't have your villain be that strong. It's just, he's strong from the get-go. It's just no one can stop him. Hulk got demolished quickly and easily. And then he toyed around with everyone else. So it's just, it felt like no one could handle him. And no group together could put him on his butt just a little bit. I want to see some kind of struggle with Thanos. I don't want to be where there's no struggle whatsoever. I'm the type of person that even if the villain's going to win, I'd rather it where he struggles just a little bit rather than it's like, all right, he has no struggles. He's good to go. Even when heroes do this thing, I don't like that. I like my heroes to struggle just a little bit. So I expect the same thing from my villains. So he needs to struggle just a little bit. And I felt like he didn't struggle whatsoever. He set out what he's going to do. No one was able to stop him. And it felt like he just took the gems at will. And it felt weird. He needs some kind of struggle for me. I'm going to be honest. You need some kind of struggle. Which leads to my next point, which is you had no hope for the heroes. Like, usually when you have a movie, you try to give the audience some hope for their heroes that they might have, like, a semi-win here, a semi-win there. Unfortunately, this movie, there's no wins. Not one bit. You might think, oh, that's a refreshing kind of thing. Not really. Because when it comes down to it, from the get-go, I knew they wasn't winning. So I was like, yep, they're not going to win that one. Oh, he got another stone? They're not going to win that one, too. And then eventually, you realize that, yep, he's going to gauntlet right now. There's not going to be any stopping him. There's not even going to like a little slowing down of him. Nope, not at all. So he just wiped through everyone. I didn't like that. I like to have my heroes have a glimpse of hope. So when Thanos takes it away, it feels even harder in your soul. For this one, it felt like there's two steps behind him every single moment. And it doesn't bring for a good movie for me. Like, I want my heroes to have some kind of hope. If there's no hope, then it's like, why are you guys fighting? It just makes no sense. So I'd rather be some kind of form of hope. So when it comes down to it, I could be like, cheering. They're going to eventually win sometime soon. But if there's no hope, then it's like, yeah, it's pointless, to be honest. So those are my only bad things for this movie. Or not really bad things. Things I didn't like too much that happened in this whole thing. The rest of it is actually good things. First good thing being that I like that they shook things up. The fact that the villain actually won this time. I like that feature because, you know, you don't want your heroes to always win, but you don't want them to always lose as well. I like the fact that this time the villain actually won for a chance, for a change. So it's kind of cool to see that actually happen. And in the future, hopefully there's more villains that win, even if it's not like a huge win, like little wins here and there, because then that makes it where the heroes can struggle just a little bit, so it's like, alright, we lost 3 matches, we won 3 matches, let's make that tiebreaker and be on top. I like that kind of feature, so that's for me. The action was pretty much on point. Action scene. At least 3/4 of this movie was action, and every part of it was amazing. Titan was probably the best scene for me, just because it showcased all their skills and all their abilities. When you have it where there's so many different groups together, then it brings out a greatness to see that you finally could bring action 1, action 2, action 3 scene. And it just rocked out really great. Which brings me to my next thing. The fact that the Russo brothers were able to connect all 10 years, well, most of 10 years, because you still have Hawkeye and Ant-Man not in this whole movie, and a couple other characters, but for the most part, all the big hitters for 10 years are in this movie. For me, I applaud your Russo brothers to be able to bring them all together to make it where the movie only slugs a little bit in the middle, but then that's it. It's just from point A to point B, it does a pretty good job. I like the fact that you incorporated so many things from the comic books as well for all the comic nerds out there, and that you brought in a lot of non-Marvel watchers as much as possible, and it just shows how great they are as directors, and the fact that their writing team is doing an amazing job as well. Quite better than DC, unfortunately. But that's neither here or there. But I'm just happy that, all in all, the 10-year trip to where you are right now, you're able to bring such greatness to these comic book characters and bring out a lot of things that came from the page of the Marvel comic book to the big screen. And they fit in almost everyone so well. I just like that feature. So that for me is, in a nutshell, what I thought about Avengers Infinity War. I didn't want to make it too long, so it's roughly like 10 minutes or so of actual review of this whole movie. You should definitely go see it. I didn't go too deep into every single facet of the movie, just because, you know, you don't want to hear me talk for like hour and a half long. I've seen a lot of reviews out there that's like 40, 50 minutes long. It's like, you're reviewing as much as the movie's on, so that's not good. You rather talk and hit on the points that you need to hit on, and then have folks actually, you know, hit you up afterwards on what you thought about it. So, as promised, here are my top 5 Marvel films so far for these 10 years. Start number 5, which is Civil War. That movie brought together Spider-Man into the universe. It brought the other smaller characters. It's like a little mini Avengers movie, but it's a Captain America movie, so it's kind of cool to see that brought everyone together and have such a great comic book hold up as well. So to see that on the screen was just superb. And see Spider-Man actually in the MCU, the best thing they could have done. Number 4 is this movie, Infinity War. I can be honest, it's not my favorite movie, but it is definitely a movie that I respect and definitely earns the number 4 spot. For me, it's just 10 years of struggle, 10 years of happiness, 10 years of joy into this whole movie. And I'm glad that this was made. I'm glad that it did pretty well. It's still not the top 3 for me, but it's definitely earned a spot of top 5. Let's go to number 3. Which is Black Panther. That movie itself just felt great. There's not much else I can say about it. It just felt like a great movie. It was very culturally sound. I like that Ryan Coogler did the best he can with bringing real life scenarios into the MCU. And bringing a lot of culture and a lot of colors and a lot of significance to a character that not many people know. But a lot of people will know from now on. And the fact that that was once one of the highest on Marvel movies, now dethroned quite easily. But I'm glad that actually was in there. Number 2, which is actually a quite old movie now, Iron Man 1. Probably the best movie that started off the franchise. The best origin movie so far. From the MCU, the fact that they brought Robert Downey Jr. to his role, it just looked amazing. For the time it came out, it holds up well. You could watch it again and again and again, and you're good to go. Just all in all, that was a great movie, and it was definitely deserving a number 2 spot. And lo and behold, number 1 spot, which some people might agree, some people might not. But for me, I felt like it was a movie that transcended the comic book genre and brought itself into its own. And you're not really exactly sure what was the thought process at first, but then when you see it on screen, you're like, wow, this looks amazing. And it's for it to be the second movie in the franchise and for it to do such a great job, it definitely deserves number one spot, which is Captain America Winter Soldier. Not many people agree with that. Some people might say that Infinity War is, but for me, I believe that if Winter Soldier did an amazing job, it brought such a vibrant change to the comic genre. The fact that it felt like a spy movie before it felt like a comic movie was such a great touch. The fact that the Hydra scene totally changed the Marvel scenario on its top of his head. It brought a lot of great change, and it affected such a big amount of the MCU. You have all these other franchises that definitely take suit from it. All the Netflix shows, you definitely mentioned that. All the animated universes, it just everything all around just definitely changed when Winter Soldier came out. And the fact that you have Bucky Barnes being introduced again as the Winter Soldier, comic fans, you know, you was extra happy when you saw his arm come out, saw the face reveal, everything. So yeah, that's my top five. Again, Civil War number five, Infinity War number four, Black Panther number three, Iron Man one, for spot number two, and spot number one is Winter Soldier, Captain America. Yeah, so that's my full review of Infinity War of the Avengers. If you like what I said, definitely leave a comment down below. If you don't, then leave a comment as well. I'd like to hear your thoughts and your inquiries about it. You can find me on social media, on Snapchat, my Facebook group, and everything else. On Snapchat, you can find me on Dwight Antc. That's DwightAntc. Again, that's DwightAntc. I forgot to give this a score. I forgot how to give this a score. It'll be like a 80%. I would give it Infinity War. So yeah, that's my review of Avengers: Infinity War, and I'll catch you reviewers next time.